What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another YouTube video of my Arkansas State Patrol series. Now, I do have my camera on for the first time in a very long time. So if you guys see me looking over here to my left, constantly doing video, that's just me leaving the camera and leading my OBS software. Now, anyways, without further ado, let's get started with today's video. All right, you guys, we are currently inside of the server 2, TSDOJ server at the moment. And I gotta say, you guys, since the last time I did one of these videos, this is actually kind of cool. So they did add some new vehicles, so I'll let you guys see that. And I did change the sirens back from the last time, but let's go ahead and go to an 8 and let's see what we can find ourselves in today. 5 built on 1 right set. Gotta do that first.
Leave it, Shelley.
10-4, thank you. Show me 10-41 to an 8, State Highway Patrol. Alright, and we are all set and ready to go. Alright, so let's see. So I'm gonna go set up for radar and then I will join you guys back when I've gotten all. Alright, so I am all set up. I'm over here near Sean L, who's just like casually sitting there. I don't know if they're in RTO or not. I'm pretty sure they are. Right. Cannot confirm that. Anyways, we're up here watching radar together, and I think I'm gonna assist him, because at least I think he just went on duty. So he might be getting his radar gun set. Anyways, I want to know what you guys think about these videos. So later on today on YouTube, and also on my podcast when the podcast version releases. Oh dang, that car's going like what, 89? Dude, hold on. We'll talk about that at close to the end of the video. Dang, 89, 65? You crazy? Block off the bridge here.
Attention all units.
5 Delta 1 traffic, 721 Los Angeles Freeway, red two-door sedan, no additionals needed.
User
I think I got
disconnected
another
from your
unit with me
channel.
if they can advise.
Repeat that post.
Advised going to be 721 Los Santos Freeway on a red two-door compact car. One in custody. Going way too fast there. Let's go ahead and call a tow for a vehicle. There we go. Now I'm gonna go ahead and get, also get a prisoner transferred up here, so I'm gonna have them on route, both of them. I think he's been decent pick as well. And while we're waiting, I'm gonna slide my car over to the left a little bit so we don't have to worry about traffic hitting us on the. And when I say us, I mean you guys as the viewers, because you guys are technically a part of this too. So don't get confused. Get out of their way. Come on, PT. Don't strike anybody. Hold. Golly, these guys don't freaking know how to drive. Every single time, one of them is always about to hit me when I'm on a traffic stop. No, I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, this is literally the closest I've been to not getting hit. Every other time, when we're in a shootout or arresting somebody or something, somebody forgets to put down a speed zone, and it ultimately kills one of us in game. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, there have been 30 times when I've people killed and flattened my opinion. Like, so bad. AI, they need to get the AI script. There's an AI script to dive in, and I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Better AI. No. Yeah, there's a Better AI version for 5M that's on the CFX.re platform. And it's basically like the Better AI script for LSTDFR, but it does the exact same thing. It makes them move all the way over to the right. When a cop car is weaving in out of traffic, they stop in place so they're not swerving into your lane and stuff like that. And I recommend, if you have LSPDFR and you can get that script, I would get that script, because that script is a really helpful script. And they obey the move over law, which says you can't be within a lane of a cop car if there's two lanes or more available. So yeah, they do follow that script as well. That's really helpful. I wish Mason would add that, but he's not going to. Anyways, off that segue that I just thought that was interesting. So...
Attention,
oh, we got
units.
A school fight.
Respond
code 3. 10-4. 5-1, show me 1097 code 3 to a 1010 on... the university. Turn on my highway lights. Currently, for those who are new to this game, or who've never played GTA as before or 5M in general, especially GTA 5, university district, I should say, is, well, okay, how to explain this without being sounding like a total nut job, but basically,
Jason,
if you look at the California Los Angeles in real life, compared to the game, it's literally like a, it's like a 4-3, 5-3 scale of that, but it doesn't include Santa Barbara and Inglewood and all that, and the islands off the coast. It just includes like the main, like downtown, we don't call it the ghetto portion on this channel, but it's essentially like the higher crime rate neighborhood on this portion of the city, like all that stuff. And yeah, with this, not exactly 1-to-1 scale, but University of LS is basically just UCLA. It's just on the west side of LA in this game instead of in the middle. It's kind of weird. Didn't think of any other way to explain that, because there is no perfect way to explain that. Like, that's just, I mean, how am I gonna explain that to people? Alright, would you stop? Oh my god, do you stop? This stupid AI tried to run into my way. I literally play with these AIs. One of these days, I'm just gonna ram their car in the Freedom server for no reason, just because of how stupid they drive.
Since that's what you're seeing, it's going to be northbound to Clash Street 229. It's going to be a 4-door parking for the SUV. Northbound to Clash Street 228, heading on to Popular Street northbound. Since that's what you're going to get, that's easy to proceed.
10-4, I can reroute that way. Alright, we got to change course. There's a pursuit. Well, now I'm excited because it's always southbound Power Street. Alright.
Northbound Popular Street 219, going over the intersection. Control 07 now, still northwestbound Popular Street. Northwestbound Howard Avenue now, 595.
Attention all units, respond code 3.
Still westbound Harwick Avenue, going straight forward, 5-5-2. 5-3 now, speed to officer and inner post at 3-5.
Five go to one, roll ambulance, he just struck a vehicle, civilian vehicle hard. Hey!
Huh? So nine, sorry.
I said roll 1052 EMS to that civilian's location, they got hit.
I can't hear him.
Wait, can you not hear? Can you really not hear me? Take. That's not. It's probably the sirens.
Southwestbound for the right door cover.
Attention all units. Citizens reporting a vicious animal. Respond code 3.
Stop. Oh, he's in a strong car. Got him. Stop! Arkansas State Police!
Houston Flaps are a footwell, 619, base of the AV.
I'll go to one, mic check.
Charlie.
10-4, he's now northbound, set 620, 619, correction. Oh shoot. Oh god, what am I doing? Where am I going? Dang it. I built someone to primary. Can I take out his legs so he can't. Legs? 22 that. 114 bottom. Stop. Don't move.
Shit. Oh. There
that
go.
That was chaos.
System Vaps are I'm having some trouble down here. Just give me a second, I'll be arriving in a short minute.
Yeah, like, so for whatever reason, primary officer couldn't hear me over radio because I was trying to call EMS for that civilian vehicle that got hit. Because I saw it on my screen, so I'm recording right now. He nailed them at like 90 miles an hour. There's no way they could have not gotten this. Like, no way. And I caught it all on tape. Like, I'm not even kidding you. I caught it all on video.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like, they ran, but they shouldn't have ran the intersection anyway because I was behind them and you know how a stupid AI drives and the 1080 vehicle just slams into them in the back. In the back left rear, and I'm like, oh my god, they caught that all on tape. I'm gonna make a TikTok out
attention
of that too.
All units.
I'm gonna make
respond
a TikTok
code
out of that. That was a really it was sad that it happened, but it was really funny at the same time. It's like, this is why you don't do this.
Yeah, well, if you make that TikTok, you gotta post it in the Discord.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm gonna have to figure out how to isolate that part out of the video. But it is really, really, really. It's gonna be a really good video, I think.
On another note, I think the primary just code-zeroed.
Yeah. I'll call a PT since we're the arrest. Since I cuffed them, I can call a PT and it'll still work.
User in your channel timed out. I'll just get a tow on then.
Okay. my vehicle wrecked for you? Because it doesn't look like it on my screen.
No.
Jesus.
Okay.
Actually, the rear end looks a bit messed up. It's like a dent, and then it's showing like a light that's like right here.
Yeah.
Flashing.
It's nominal on my screen. It doesn't look messed up on my screen, but I think that's because I have 100% armor on my vehicle from the mod menu. So, well, from the, you know, the in-game vehicle menu, have the 100% damage reduction on. So it probably does. That's probably why it doesn't look like that on my screen.
Yeah, that's probably why. Alright, anyways, I'll see you around.
Alright. Well, you guys, that happened. Now, I'm going to go back. You know what? I think I'm going to wrap this video up. So, yeah, because I know it's pretty short, you guys. But if you guys have not already checked out my podcast yet, please do consider doing so. My plan is to release a couple more episodes in the coming weeks, hopefully, if I can get my act together with school and this other stuff that's coming up, I might do an episode over there. This episode is certainly going to go on, so there will be a podcast version of that, which brings me to my next conclusion. I forgot to wrap up with the information that I was going to give at the beginning. I'm planning on releasing a poll at some point to see if you guys want to have an LSPD series or a BCSO series. Now, if you do, let me know in that poll, because whatever the results are from that poll, that's what I'm looking into for the future after this Arcus of State Patrol series wraps up. So if you're interested in it, please let me know in the comments, and please let me know in the Q&A on Spotify or the polls that I send out on X or Twitter, whatever, because it's really helpful. And I love your feedback, because your feedback is awesome. It is helping me to make these episodes better, and I so enjoy having you guys on this channel. It's really helping me out a lot, and it's my job and also my passion to make great content for who? You guys. So let me know what you guys think about it. I don't care if it's bad advice or anything, or if it's if you guys are trash talking the show, because at the end of the day, the whole point of the feedback is to take that feedback and make this video and other videos better for everybody who watches them. So don't care if you guys have to be harsh. You guys don't like it, you guys totally hate it, let me know. I mean, I can take the hit. And I'm willing to make the content better for you. It's just gonna let me know, you know, what you guys want to see. Anyways, without further ado, I thank you guys for joining me on today's show/little episode here, and I'll catch you guys in the next video. And also, P.S. Podcast work is going out first.